the failed theologies of Arminianism, dispensationalism, and pietism, which surrendered most, if not all, of the blood-bought treasures of Western culture, left a vacuum, a hole, if you will, right through the middle of the modern Christian. During the middle of the last century, a few men who, like Josiah, when he found the law of God buried in the temple, uncovered some dusty old books, and through their pages, they discovered that God was not a lowly old man sitting in heaven wringing his hands, hoping men would see the wisdom of his plan, as modern evangelicalism taught. They came to realize that our great, self-contained triune God is the dread sovereign of the universe, that he was the one who declared the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all of my pleasure." From such understanding, ministries like the Banner of Truth, American Vision, the Southern Baptist Founders, and NicenCouncil.com were formed. But now the question before us is, where do we go from here? In the last 20 years, this question has plagued those who have witnessed a resurgence of Calvinism and have rediscovered the great theological treatise of the Puritans. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to another edition of Against the World. Unable to answer this question, some have decided that the best they can do, that the only option they have, is to engage everyone they meet in theological debate, including their grandma. They're what I call the obnoxious Calvinist. Others have opted for a view that is practically anti-Puritan. By that we mean they adopt an agrarian lifestyle and depart from city life in search of the more simple life. Some are throwing out their televisions, swearing off movies, dressing like they just walked off of a set of Little House on the Prairie, raising chickens, basically cloistering themselves in a new aestheticism, wearing their monastic moniker as a badge of honor. What these well-meaning folks fail to understand is that if the Puritans had taken the same posture, they would have never set sail for the New World. The Puritans had an objective and a vision for victory. In short, they longed to see the Great Commission fulfilled during their lifetime and were pressing the crown rights of King Jesus in every sphere. In fact, the Mayflower Compact gives us a glimpse into the beliefs and motivations that brought the Pilgrims to the American shoreline. Having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, they set sail. Like the Puritans of old, the modern church, especially the church in America, needs a new vision, a vision for victory, which places first and foremost the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith in the forefront of their hearts and minds. Further, what we do not need to do is romanticize the past and look to it as if it was the golden age of Christianity, nor attempt to religionize 16th century Puritan farm life. Because, my friends, it is my belief, based upon the Bible alone, that the best years are still before us and our children. We then must take the message of the Puritans into the future. We must not fall for the mistaken notion that we can take the future into the Puritan past. If this is our objective, let me submit to you in the name of Christ that we will fail. The Lord Jesus sits on the throne now. He is the King, sitting at the right hand of His Father, and He claims the right to rule over every area of human existence. He did not commission His people, His church, to fail in their appointed task, but to succeed. And what we need to do is get out of our comfort zone. Like the prophet Elijah, we need to become the troublers of Israel. And we can do this. But first, we must know God's word, hiding it in our hearts, acknowledging that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And yet, we must understand that we are well armed and we are at war. Our King has given us marching orders to disciple the nations and teach them to observe all things which He commanded, which is His law. Second, like the psalmist, we must confess that the law of God is good, converting the soul of man. God's word makes it clear that the law does not and cannot save. But while we affirm on the one hand that the law does not save, we must also affirm on the other that the gospel is not lawless. Third, the church must repent of its low view of God's sovereignty. And we need to do this in both doctrine and deed. And this comes by rejecting the false doctrine of the sovereignty of man in any sphere of life. Fourth, we must, and hear me on this, we must no longer compromise with the world simply to gain credibility. The world and its systems are at war with the true and living God. Fifth, let us, like Caleb, believe the report of the Lord. Even though the Canaanites appear to be stronger, let us go up at once and possess their country, for we are well able to overcome it. Because, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And last, understand that withdrawal in any form is equal to surrender. My friends, we must, for the sake of our children's children, succeed where others have failed. This does not mean that total victory will be realized within our lifetime, but each flood starts with a single drop of rain, and each one of us who captures this vision for victory adds to that flood. The single most important characteristic that creates failure as opposed to success is not only the lack of strength or the lack of knowledge, but rather the lack of vision and having enough grit to see that victory to the end, even when it appears all hope is lost. Remember, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, he is happy. This is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for The Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why The Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos. All in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library. And much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan Hard Drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work, I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan Hard Drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word Scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan Hard Drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well, and God bless.